Perfect. Thank you.
Gurudeva, why did Lord Chaitanya not base himself in Vraja and instead based himself in Puri? Does Puri have some special significance in Leelas of Radha Krishna?
What is the question? First, asking a question, why did Lord Chaitanya stay in Puri instead of Vrindavan? We already answered that question 45 minutes ago. His mother asked him to stay in Puri so she could get news of him. She was too old to travel to Puri, but she could regularly get news and she could get some prasadam or whatever. Maybe she wanted to get news, how is his welfare, how is he keeping? The mother always cares about her son. So he stayed, Lord Chaitanya stayed in Jagannath Puri for the benefit of his mother. And the person asking a question why he stayed there, that's one answer. Then the other question is asked, is there any leelas of Radha Krishna in Jagannath Puri? Is that what the question?
Lord Chaitanya staying in Jagannath Puri, does it have some significance for Radha Krishna leelas?
So does Lord Chaitanya staying in Puri have any connection or significance to Radha Krishna leela? Well, Lord Chaitanya is Krishna in Radha Bhava. So he's Krishna with the color of Radharani, the duty Radha Suvalitam. Duty, he's a complexion, effulgence of Radharani and the Mahabhava Radharani. He's in separation, he's experiencing Krishna in separation in the mood of Radharani. So all the leelas of Lord Chaitanya in Puri are connected to Radha Krishna. Because he's always thinking of Radha Krishna Leela. He sees a sand dune, Chatak Parvat sand dune, and he thinks it's Gauran Hill. He starts running to embrace the sand dune. And he runs there and collapses. He thinks it's Govardhan. He enters the garden. There's a special bagisha for Jagannath called Jagannath Bagisha, Jagannath Bhava Bagisha. And Lord Chaitanya enters there during Rath Yatra's arrest, and he sees Krishna under every tree. He sees Krishna in Nidivan. And so when he goes to the ocean, he goes to the ocean to bathe at midnight on Shravana Purnima. And when he goes to the ocean, he sees the ocean as Yamuna. And he sees Krishna dancing in the blue waves of the ocean, look like Krishna dancing, inviting Radharani to rasa dance. So Lord Chaitanya runs and jumps in the ocean to join the rasa dance with Krishna and floats in the ocean. When Lord Chaitanya is dancing in Rath Yatra, he feels that he's dancing with Radharani in the rasa. He feels that Radharani is dancing with Krishna. So sometimes when Radharani is dancing in rasa dance, she wants to test Krishna to see how much she loves him. So she hides herself. Or she stops dancing and wants to see if Krishna will keep dancing or stop dancing. So sometimes Jagannath is riding in the cart, so he stops. So when Lord Chaitanya is dancing, he says, oh, Krishna's not moving. So then they call, so King Kratchruja brings all kinds of elephants there to push the cart, pull the cart. The cart won't move or pull, can't move the cart. Because no one can move Krishna except love, except Radharani. Radha's love can move him. So they bring all kinds of wrestlers, big wrestlers there. They can't move Jagannath's cart. So Lord Chaitanya, so Krishna's testing Radharani, Radharani's testing Krishna. Because when Chaitanya's Radha's Bhav. So Lord Chaitanya in Radha's Bhav, he runs behind the cart. He runs behind the hard cart. Krishna looks. Jagannath looks. Jagannath is presented down on the Krishna. Oh, where's Radharani? No Radharani. No, I don't move. I don't dance. Lord says, Lord Jagannath's moving in the cart is his dancing. Lord says, Radharani's dancing as Lord Chaitanya. And Krishna's dancing on the cart as Jagannath. So then Radharani thinks, oh, he's not moving. He can, no, he can move. Okay. So the Lord Chaitanya goes behind Jagannath's car and puts his head there. And as soon as Radharani puts her head on the back of Krishna, Krishna starts dancing. So then Radharani comes to the front and dances. So all the leaders of Lord Chaitanya in Puri are pointing to Radha and Krishna, are absorbed in Radha and Krishna. There's no, the leaders of Radha and Krishna in Puri are all happening in the body and mind of Lord Chaitanya. Because Padmapuran says clearly, Vrindavanam Prichaja Ekapadana Gacchati. Radharani and Krishna don't take one step out of Vrindavan. They're always here. Nityuda is here. It's aprakat and prakat. It's manifest, unmanifest. It's manifest if you have praying. It's unmanifest if you're not praying. So Radha Krishna Lilas and Vrindavan are all happening in the form of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya is teaching us the goal is Radha Krishna Lila. The goal is Manjari Srupa and Radha Krishna Lila. This is the teaching of Lord Chaitanya.